Now, today's sugya about the kriya, the mitzvah of mikra megillah b'yom v'layla. And the Gemara had a very, very interesting havamina, as we saw. I'm not going to go through the havamina, but it's a very interesting havamina. And the Gemara concludes that there's a chiyuv of mikra megillah b'layla uvayom. And our focus is going to be about the shechianu, that everyone says the shechianu at nighttime when you read the megillah. The question is whether or not you repeat the shechianu b'yom as well. So Tosos here in the bottom, Tosos writes, even though they recited a shachian with zman at nighttime, choser u'mevarach l'sobayom, you have to repeat it during the daytime as well. The primary time to read the Megillah to fulfill the mitzvah is during the day. Ukronami mashmake, the pasuk seems to indicate this as well. Velayla lo dumiyala kilomer afa gav shekori b'yom. The coast belayla, it sounds like you should not be silent at night as well. I mean, it's not the ikr time at night time, but don't be silent. Say something at night time, but the ikr chiv is really bayom. The ikr havi bayom mama, kevin shi is kira hakas of tchila. The pasuk mentions the yom first in the pasuk. The gam ikr suda biyomama hu, and that's also when we also eat the suda. So the primary action on Purim is bayom, and therefore it's worthy of repeating a shechianu bayom as well. So we're going to explain many, many different achrim, how they understand this Tosfos, in contrast to the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam says that one does not recite Shechianu Bayom. You already rezocha, rather you already mentioned it at nighttime, so there's no reason to repeat it again. So this machlokas between the Rambam and Tosfos, we're going to make four or five suggestions how to explain this machlokas. Again, Tosfos says you repeat Shechianu Bayom as well, and the Rambam says you do not repeat it, you already said it, Balayla, why would you have to repeat it again? We say Lulav, we shake Lulav day one, we say Shechianu, we don't say Shechianu the next day or the next day or the next day. So here it shouldn't be any different. You said the Shechianu Balayla, why would you repeat this Bayom? It seems to be the mitzvah, the chiyuv to explain, the it's incumbent upon Tosfos to explain, to justify why you repeat it Bayom again. So one shot here is that Tosfos says that no, Eina Chanami, you said it at nighttime, you read the Megillah at nighttime, but the Pirsumei Nisa is greater Bayom. There's a greater Pirsumei Nisa Bayom. The Ikar Kriya is Bayom. And therefore, as opposed to Lulav, it goes from the Raisa to Rabban and Chutz Laretz. In the base of Migdash, it's a mitzvah Raisa every single day of Sukkah, but the same exact mitzvah each day. But when it comes to Megillah, so the Tos is right that there's more Pirsumei Nisa Bayom. So there's an increase. There's a magnitude of the mitzvah is increased by yom, and therefore it's worthy of another shechianu. It's almost a different type of megillah. We'll see that this shita that says that way, but it's really one mitzvah. But this second performance of the mitzvah is just an added level of pirsumei nisa, and therefore it does warrant a second shechianu. That's one pshat in Tosfos. In addition to Tosfos also saying that the shechianu seems to go not only on the mikra megillah, but it's also going on the Suda, and I'll add in all the other mitzvahs Bayom as well. I think most shuls announce that when they say Shechianu before the Megillah, have in mind the Suda, Matanos Avyonim, Shachmaros. We discussed whether or not Matanos Avyonim is included in that Shechianu in the beginning last week. But that's the Shita of Tosfos, but the Ikar Kriya is really Bayom. Now, I sent you in a while Goose Chase again, so I apologize. That was my fault. I wrote the wrong simon down for the Rokeach, so the copier copied the wrong one. But the Rokeach, in explaining the Shita of the Rambam, Rokeach says that really, the reason why the Rambam says you don't repeat Shechianu, sounds like good reasons of Tosfos. There are good reasons why to repeat Shechianu Bayom, more Pirsumei Nisa. So he says, because I'll read you his language, this is in Reish Samech Gimel, the end of, sorry, Shin Samech Gimel, so for Shin Samech Gimel, the Rokeach writes, Aval Mikr Megillah Iker Balayla, and therefore, you don't have to repeat it by Yom as well. The Ikar reading is at nighttime. And if that's the case, we understand very well why the Rambam would not require us to repeat a Shechianu by Yom, because the Ikar was Balai, that would be no different than if I say Shechianu day one of Sukkot, which is Deraisa, the other ones are Derabanan, or even in Beis HaMikdash, when it's Deraisa, you say Shechianu once, and it covers all the other times you shake the Lulav during the rest of the days of Sukkot. So nighttime and daytime shouldn't be any different. So the machlokas, according to this understanding right now, is when is the ikar mitzvah of Megillah? Is it balayla or is it bayom? Rokeach and Rambam think it's balayla, And the Tosfos thinks it's Bayom, and that's why you repeat Shachianu according to the Sheet of Tosfos. Okay. Now, although the Rokeach says this, I didn't find anyone else who holds this way, that Iker is Belaila. Actually, I want to say one more Nafkamin you can mention here. In addition to this Nafkamin of whether you say Shachianu twice or not, another possible Nafkamina would be as follows. There's a discussion, a machlokas between the Radbaz and the Chacham Tzvi. If a person, let's say, is in jail, and they grant him one day out, when he should choose, so should he go the next day, is the reason, or should he wait for, you know, Purim, to hear Megillah, should he wait for Yom Kippur, some other day, that's the quality of the day, the mitzvah might be greater, that's a general discussion. So here, let's say a similar case, a person's allowed to leave jail just once, he could either hear the Megillah at nighttime, or he could hear the Megillah by Yom, which should he choose? So, according to the Rokeach and the Rambam, you should choose Laila. That's the Ikar Mitzvah. But according to the other Rishon and Tosfos, you should choose Bayom. So, although the Rokeach does say the Ikar Kriya Belaila, he seems to be a Das Yachid. I haven't seen anyone else who says this way. And therefore, it's hard to fit this in the Rambam. It's possible, but unlikely, yeah. The Rashbam, does he say Ikar Belaila, though? I thought he says Shachianu, you say only Balaila, but did he say the Iker is Balaila? Yeah. So I think the Rashbam says that you don't repeat Shachianu. I don't know if he says that reasoning. If he does, let me know. The Rashbam is quoted by the Mordechai as well. I don't think he says Iker Balaila. So the question becomes, so if it's not really, if the Rokeach, we don't hold to the Rokeach, and the Iker creates really Bayom, not Balaila, so then why wouldn't you repeat it again, Bayom, according to the Shita of the Rama? So here the Gra weighs in. The Gra, on Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tafresh Tzadi Beis, he says it shouldn't be any different than what we have by Hilchos Sukkah. The din is, although we don't paskin this way, at least we don't put it into practice, it's hard to read the Gra on the bottom. The Gra writes, the person building a sukkah, he says Shachianu before Sukkot, he does not need to say Shachianu when he sits in the sukkah, Leil Sukkot. And if a guy is putting together his lulav, he does the Eged, and he says Shachianu before Sukkot, that Shachianu is going to cover the need for Shachianu during the daytime when you shake the lulav for the first time. So why should this be any different if you said Shachianu balaila? Granted, the Iker mitzvah is bayom. But I said Shachianu at nighttime. At least by Mikah Megillah balaila, I got the mitzvah. I got maybe a low-level mitzvah. But even by making a lulav, making a sukkah could be a mitzvah. But making a lulav is not a mitzvah making a lulav. And yeah, I said a Shachianu, and that was shayach, that was even able to cover the mitzvah of shaking lulav. So kal vachomer, if I say a Shachianu at nighttime of the Megillah, so then certainly it should cover the Shachianu bayom as well. And that's how he explains the Rambam. Not because Ikar Kriya is Balaila, Ikar Kriya is bayom. But Shachianu does not have to be so precise on the Kima mitzvah, it could be even on the Hechsher mitzvahs. Kal vachomer here, we're even having it on a key mitzvah, a low-level key mitzvah. Kal vachomer, this should work as well. So now, with that in mind, so according to this pshat of the Gra, that it's really about saying a Shachianu in an earlier zman that works for a later zman of the kiyum, so why would Tosfos argue? Why would Tosfos not be satisfied with this pshat? Why do you say you have to repeat Shachianu brayom?
Pirsumanisa.
He
says the Eker Pirsumanisa is going to be at the day, so it's a separate point.
No? So he says that Eker Pirsumanisa will be accomplished by Yom. So you still have to figure out, but still, Shechianu, if I said when I made the sukkah, I made the lulav, so nothing was accomplished there, and it works for now. So if I said it by Laila, that why should that be any different?
Shechianu is on Pirsumanisa now. It's on the Eker Pirsumanisa. It's going on a separate
day. Ah, so he's saying it's a different din now. Yeah, different din. So even though it's the same exact Pula, the same exact Maisa Mitzvah, Kriya Megillah, and it's a Kriya Megillah Bayom, but the nature is so different. As opposed to Sukkah. I'm building one Sukkah, I'm sitting in that Sukkah. It's all the same Hefta, the same Kim, the same concept. I'm making a Lulav, I'm shaking Lulav, all the same thing. But when it comes to Megillah, nighttime Megillah is very different than daytime Megillah. Nighttime Megillah is a Kim of Kriyas HaMegillah only, about the Zechir HaMalek, like we saw in Avnei Nezer. But the reading by Yom is a whole other element of Pirsumer Nisa, which didn't register at all at nighttime. Completely brand new. And then he throws on top of that, there's also the time of the Suda, but very good, excellent. It could be that it's a completely new type of mitzvah during the daytime. Now the Or Chaim, one of the Rishonim, if you got a chance to see it, he might indicate this as well. This might be what he means. And maybe Tosfos is mechavin to this. The Orchos Chaim writes, it's at the end of the sheets here. He found an older version, so it's hard to read this old script. Let's find it quickly here. It's one line, here we go. Jose, it looks like this as he wanted. Chaim HaKohen, one of the Rishonim. So he writes, Jose, Lufi she Romes Kan Chiv HaKriya, it's a right column, Belaila, Ubayom Amruzal Shekol Kriya Chova Bifnei Atma Umevarchin Shechayanu Alkol Achas. He says, the Chiv Belaila and Chiv Bayom are completely independent. They're two different mitzvahs. It's like a mitzvah of Lulav and a mitzvah of Sukkah. You say two separate brachas. One's on the Sukkah at nighttime. You say another Shechayanu Bayom and Lulav, two different mitzvahs. Here as well, nighttime Kriya is one mitzvah. Daytime Kriya is another mitzvah. And therefore, they each warrant a separate Shechayanu. It doesn't say why, but it could be what we're suggesting is because one is about Kriya of Zechir Samalik, and one might be about the Shmia and the Pirsumei Nisa. So that would be a pshat of, even though the Gra holds, you're right, a Shechayanu does, that said earlier, will cover the mitzvah, the key mitzvah later on, but here the two different mitzvahs entirely, and therefore the Shechayanu is required in both of them.
Yes. There's
Avinazer, that's his chiddush, and that might be in his word. What he would say is that just understood. Amalek, Esther is about Amalek. That's it's understood, even though no one mentions that. But you're right, that would be a big question. Avinazer, if that were to be the case, if that's one of the kiyumim of Megillah, let's have that in mind. Have in mind Megillah, I'm fulfilling the mitzvah of Zechir Samalek. So maybe he would say, but we don't have that. Now, although we don't maybe paskin that way, and we don't have to use that. It's just a good tool to help explain this. But you could still say there are two different mitzvahs for Tosvos, even without using Zechir Samalek. Just one is about, nighttime without Pirsum Menisa, just the Kriya. And one's about Shemiya along with Pirsum Menisa. And you could kind of ignore that piece. Yeah,
it's still a common theme within like, all the discussions we've had up until now. Like, for example, the Zanayashi, why the mission describes the one we said, the Ayoras and Mukafin. It's from the times of the Shulam. We say one of the reasons is because he was the person who wiped out Amalek. So it is still an underlying theme, even if we don't talk about it as one of the mitzvahs Hayom, it is underlying the entire.
Right. It's definitely a theme in the Lum. It's a question whether Lamaisa plays out. Right. Okay, so that's a second pshat. So two pshats we have right now is the arguing about whether Iker Belaila or Iker Mitzvah Bayom. Second explanation is it all one mitzvah or are they two different mitzvahs? Now, a third pshat is a big chiddush, and this is how we'll probably spend the rest of the time, is the Pnei Yeshua. So as background, when it comes to Yom Tov in general, so we oftentimes say two Shechayanus. One Shechayanu is on the Kedusha of the Yom Tov, and another Shechayanu on the Mitzvah of the Yom Tov. So it doesn't always happen that way, but let's say Rosh Hashanah. So forgetting the day two, but day one, Rosh Hashanah, we say Shechayanu at nighttime, Kiddush, or Halakas Neiros. And then we say Shechayanu, the mitzvah of the shofar, two Shechayanus. Comes to Pesach, we say Shechayanu at the Kiddush, and there's no other Shechayanu there, so that's not a good example. When it comes to Lulav, we say Shechayanu at nighttime on the Kiddush of the Kiddush's Yom, along with the Sukkah, that's we put them together, the mitzvah and the Kiddusha. In the daytime, a separate Shechayanu on the Lulav. So we have a Shechayanu on Kedushas Yom and Shechayanu on Mitzvahs. If you want to do a survey of Shechayanus, we have these types of examples throughout Shas. One's on Kedusha, one's on the Mitzvah itself. So here, the Pnei Yeshua is Mechadish the following. Pnei Yeshua writes, so this is the bottom right, those who want to look inside, if you didn't have a chance to see this, he writes four lines up, nearly. Shetzarech levarech balayla, you have to say Shechayanu on nighttime, Lav mishum kriyas haMegillah l'chur, not because of the mitzvah of Megillah alone, el mishum chovas hayom, kevan da'aso chachamim kemo regel mamish. They made Purim into mamish a regel. He says, "D'chsev misha v'simcha, partying and happiness, v'divrei Kabbalah k'v'divrei Torah dami," and therefore has a level, a status of divrei Torah. Ad shilashitas kama poskim, many poskim hold. Ein avelus va'aninus nogbo. Kamo b'shar regel. There's no aninus, no avelus. It's like another yomtiv. Im kein, shaper yesh levarich zman, kamo zman de regel, ulamachar b'yom mevarchin zman al mitzvahs kriyas Megillah. So here, the nighttime Shechianu isn't on the mitzvah Megillah. He kind of ignores the Megillah reading at nighttime. We say it at that time, but it's not on the Megillah. The Megillah at nighttime is so tuffle, so secondary. It's on the Kedusha of nighttime. Kedusha of Purim. And the repeating of Shechianu is not on Purim, it's on Megillah. So that's the difference. These are the two types of Shechianu, the Kedusha Sayom, the Yom Tov of Purim, and the Megillah. So very fascinating in many, many ways. One is that there's Kedusha on Yom Tov, on Purim. We'll get into the other positions. And that the nighttime Megillah is not really, doesn't really register anything. And the Shechianu is really on the daytime Megillah alone. Yeah.
But doesn't it sound like the Shechianu at night is also going on Megillah when he says, La mishum kriyas Megillah l'chod, el mishum chovas hayom?
Yeah, great, great Dick. He says not only the Megillah, but also on the chovas hayom. Then the question would be, then what does he mean at the end when he says you need to repeat Shechianu Bayom again, if it already covered nighttime? So unclear. He does acknowledge in the beginning, but then for some reason he pivots from that. I guess it's not significant enough. That's my understanding. We'll see later on that Turi Evan holds nighttime Shechianu is only Dirabanan, and the daytime is a Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Torah. So that might be what the where the Pnei Yeshua is coming from in that piece. But very good. So that's the Chiddush of the Pnei Yeshua. Now, on this topic of a Shechianu on the Kedusha Purim versus the Mitzvah, the Meiri does quote an opinion like this one of Rishonim holds this way, but it's actually a little bit different than Pnei Yeshua. If you look in the Meiri, the right column, Dibur Matzah Chayiv, if you go down around 8-9 lines, Yesh Shemegalgal Chiv Zman Bayom Mitzad Acher. There are those who suggest that there's a different reason why one should say Shechianu, which is what we've just mentioned. Mipnei Yom Tov Shlo Nemar Balayla Ela Al HaMegillah, because the Yom Tov, which is not said at nighttime, only on the Megillah. So look what he says here. He holds the opposite of the Meiri, where at nighttime the Shechianu is on the Mikra Megillah, the mitzvah, and the daytime is on the Kedushas Hayom. Mitzad Mikra Megillah, you're right. You said already once a night, there's no need to repeat it, like the Rambam holds. But why repeat it during the daytime, according to Tosos? Because of the Kedushas Hayom, not because of the mitzvah Megillah, because of the Kedushas Hayom. Let me read that again. The reason why, Mipnei Yom Tov, Shlo Nemar Belayla. We didn't say Shechianu nighttime, El Al Megillah. Shechianu only covered the nighttime Megillah. But there's another Shechianu on the Yom Tov, the Yom Tov itself, which is only during the daytime, which we'll get to why that would be. Masha'enkein, as opposed to, you see this really clear from the contrast here. Masha'enkein B'Sha Yom Tovim, the other Yom Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, and Roshani, Yom Kippur, Shaf, also, Shalayla, who L'Zeicha Yom Tov. Even at nighttime, we say Shechianu on the Yom Tov. Purim's Yom Tov doesn't begin until the daytime. Sukkos, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Tov begins at nighttime. So Shechianu of the Yom normally brings at light, now works at nighttime. Masha'en Kein Purim, it's different. We'll see why it's different in just a second. No, it's certainly right. That's what the Miri said. Miri ends up saying, he rejects this. He says, there's no mitzvah here. He says, just before I get to the rejection, one of his proofs that nighttime has no kedusha is because you can't fulfill the mitzvah of the suda at nighttime. Suda is only bayom. Every other suda is at nighttime, all the yomim tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, and everything else, Rosh Hashanah, but there's no laila yom tif, no suda laila perm, must be the kedusha is only bayom, not balayla. So again, for the Meiri's, the sheet that he quotes, nighttime Shechianu is on the mitzvah of Megillah, daytime is on the kedusha hayom. And the Pnei Yeshua is the reverse. Nighttime was the Kedushas Hayom, because there's no real mitzvah of Megillah nighttime. The daytime is the mitzvah of Megillah. So these are two opposite shittos, but again, the Shechianu is going in the Kedushas Yom. Yeah, Yaakov.
For the Meiri, when we make the brachos on the Megillah, we're supposed to be mechavim to fulfilling the other mitzvahs Hayom. So if the Shechianu at night is only covering Mikra Megillah, how is it going to work with connecting at least the Yom Tov Purim to the actual Kriyas Megillah itself? Now it seems like there's like one mitzvah at night and then three separate mitzvahs during the day, which are not interconnected.
Excellent question. So the question would be, why would you say Shechianu Dafka during Kriyas Megillah at all? You should say it, you know, when you daven Shachris. So it could be that he says that that's just an opportune time to do it. In Echanami, you're right. Or, the din actually is, if a person forgot to say Shechianu, when you say Kiddush, you can make it up, Afil B'Shuk. If you're walking in the Shuk, then where it says, you don't have to have any context to say Shachianu. So this might just give a context, even though it's not going on the Megillah itself. Okay, now the rejection of the Miri himself says, it's hard to say that it's Kedushas HaYom and Purim. Because he says, we don't have Shekol She'ein Sham Kos L'Kiddush Ein Mozman. Whenever there's no Kiddush, there's no Becher, you don't say Kiddush on Purim. And we drink a lot, but there's no like Kiddush. So then there's no Shachianu either that's going to attach itself to the Kedushas HaYom, which means the only time of Kedushas HaYom, according to the Miri, is if there's Kiddush. There's no Kiddush, there's no Kedushas HaYom. Ah, when Yom Kippur goes on to ask a question, okay, fine. We would want to be Kiddush, but the problem is that we can't drink, so that's why there's no Kiddush, but there should really be a Kiddush, Yom Kippur, but Purim, there's no Indian at all of Kiddush, and therefore he finds it hard to imagine that there's Kedushas HaYom and Purim. Okay, so what comes out right now, though, is that there's a Machlokas Rishonim, Miri quotes an opinion, and Achronim, whether it's the Kedusha on Purim or not. Now, there are a number of interesting nafkaminas between the two, whether there is or not. Kedusha, one is would be Isser Melacha, perhaps. Yeah.
Doesn't Kiddush come, isn't that Minat
Torah? Mm-hmm, yeah.
So why would we expect Megillah and Chanukah to have Kiddush? Just Lamaisa?
No, the Chacham could make Kein Deraisa Tikkun.
Oh, and by the fact that
Okay, so one possible nafkamina, whether there's Kedusha or not, is I'm not sure if you had a chance to see the long Gemara I put on the Marmakomas, Dafei, in the Gemara here, where there's Isser Melacha on Purim or not. It's a fascinating Gemara. Gemara says initially they actually wanted to institute Isser Melacha on Purim, and the Pasuk ends up taking out the word Yom Tov, and therefore there's no Isser Melacha Lamaisa on Purim, but nonetheless there was a minhag in many places to be noheg Isser Melacha. So it's brought down by, in the Shulchan Aruch Tafresh Tzadi Vav Sif Aleph, he says it all depends on the minhag makom, whether there's an Isser Melacha. Rama says our practice in Ashkenaz is not to do Melacha on Purim. The Ber Halacha brings a further machlokas whether that minhag of not doing Melacha on Purim extends itself Balayla as well. So that's a debate in the Achronim. And so the Maisa, what does this all depend on? So seemingly it depends on whether or not there would be Kedusha Balayla or not. If you look at the, if you had a chance to look at the Hari Kedem, Hari Kedem quotes this discussion about Isser Melacha, and is this the right one I put here? I mean, look at this inside. It's not the right one. Oh, I Reish Chavav. What I write in Mar Makomos? This is not the right one.
The right one is Reish Gimel.
Hmm?
The right one is Reish Gimel.
Reish Gimel? I Reish Chavav. My notes. This one is interesting. Kuf Tadiches also talks about Kriyas with Yom Laila. I didn't even look at this yet. Either way, I'll read the language I have that I wrote down in my notes. If that could be Reish Gimel you have. Let's see, Sam, who's right? That's what I have. Let's see. Let me know.
We couldn't find it.
Okay, we'll find that. Yeah, what's that? That's.
Wait,
that's I'll read the language. Tell me if I'm right, and I'll change my notes to the right siman if I need to. Okay, Lufiza Hayanir Lomar Dechayin Debalel Perm. Ein Mitzvah Simcha No Heges. There's no Simcha at night time. Kedichsev Yemei Mishav Simcha. The Ashir Minei. The Gemara says through this Perm Shasal Balaylo Yotza. So imkain mavur deleka din simcha b'leil perm mimela lo shayach as a minug shel isser melacha. There's no isser melacha at night time, says the Hari Kedem. Kevin de chol kula shel minug de isser melacha u'mishim hesach adas mi simcha sayom. So what Rav Soloveitchik explains here is that the isser melacha is noveya from the simcha. Simcha is only by yom, and therefore isser melacha is by yom as well. As opposed to laila, there's no need of simcha b'leila, and therefore there's no isser melacha b'leila. That was his understanding. Is that what you saw? Reish Aleph, okay. You're quick, wow. Why write Reish Chavav? Could be a page Reish Chavav? Who knows? Okay. Sam, you're all over this. Shkoyach. It's another safer I'm working on. But okay, fine. So this is a discussion. So again, whether Isser Melacha or not might be taloy on the Kedusha. So again, working it back in, according to Bnei Yeshua, who holds that nighttime is really Kedusha, so he might hold that the Isser Melacha should be at nighttime as well. Even though there's no Simcha nighttime, but maybe the Kedusha and the Isser Melacha should be Noag nighttime. But according to the Miri's quotation for that Rishon, that the Kedusha Sayom is only by Yom, so the Isser Melacha would not be at nighttime, it would only be during the daytime. And that explanation would be because it's based on Simcha, and Simcha is only by Yom. And I should have to explain some other reason what Mechayiv is of the Yom Tif, why it would be at nighttime as well. Okay. And we're good so far? Now, the Turi Avin argues on this whole premise. He does not agree to Rav Soloveitchik's understanding. Turi Avin thinks that the Kedushas Yom Tov HaPurim does not depend on the Simcha at all. I mean, Rav Soloveitchik was trying to explain, if it's really true that this Kedushas Yom Tov HaPurim, so it should exist Bein Bayom Bein Melayla. Every Yom Tov has Kedusha at nighttime. So he explained, must be it's totally on the Simcha. And Simcha is only Bayom and not Belayla. That's why, according to this opinion of the Be'iri, there's only Kedusha Yom Bayom. But the Turi Avin argues and says this is not correct. Well, he doesn't argue, he doesn't quote it, but he has a different approach. And he says as follows. He says, really, that Kedusha Purim is not totally on Simcha at all. It's totally on, like any other Yom Tov. But by every other Yom Tov, there's this interesting halacha brought down the Gemara in Sukkah and the Gemara in Pesachim, that there is no Simcha the first night. Stam. Nothing to do with nothing unique about Purim. This is the language of the Turi Avin. Yesh Lomar, this is in Daf Zayin Mebez. I'm not sure where it is in your page. You just want to look at it inside. Let's see. Sam, you're on this one or no? You know, not in the back? Okay. All right. Here we go. Yesh Lomar. I think that paragraph. Yesh Lomar. Devada called the Tikne Rabbanon v'chein divrei Kabbalah kein deraisahu v'halin in Shabbos Yom Tov leil kiyom lechol davar. Nighttime and daytime is always the same by every Shabbos every Yom Tov. Mihu le'inyim mitzvah simcha sheyom tov v'shel Torah ein mitzvah simcha noeg min haTorah b'leil Yom Tov rishon. The first night of Sukkot, the first night of Pesach, there's no mitzvah simcha. There are other dinim, but not mitzvah simcha, and that's a mefurish gemara in Sukkot Dav Memches. Ha'isiach sameach l'rabos leil Yom Tov achron l'simcha. To include the last day that's also having simcha. O eino elo l'rabos leil Yom Tov rishon. Maybe we should include the first night. Tamalomar ach. Chalik, ach is a mechalik, hare de leil yom tov rishon, choluk miyomo linen mitzvah simcha. There's no mitzvah simcha at nighttime, it's a mefurish gemara to gzeis akasim. Mashma, da filu atzeres einu ele yom echad, ein halayla bechlal simcha. There's no mitzvah simcha at nighttime, which means you could have a milchak, says one afkmin. You don't have to have meat at your night meal. Hilkach, purim nami. Afagav de ein simcha sa noeg ele yom echad, dami le atzeres, it's no different than shivus, de ein leilo, Bichlal Simcha. Vachanami, in Mikha Megillah, Dichseva Yamim Ha'ila Niskam Yasim Yam Yam Davka, Vachkriyas Megillah Shalila, Eino, Medivre Kabbalah, we'll see that later on. So his pshat is as follows. Well, Rav Soloveitchik said the reason why nighttime has no Kedushas Yom is because there's no Simchas Sudas Purim at nighttime, only during the day. Turi Avin wasn't depending on something unique to Purim. It was a general din by all Yom Tovim, all Shor Shigolim, there's no Simcha the first night. Not the first night of Sukkot, not the first night of Pesach, not the first night of Shavuos, and neither, because Kein Deraisa, by the first night of Purim as well. So a slight difference between the Turi Avin and Hari Kana. Everyone good on that? Any questions? Yeah? Okay. One second here.
What's an afkamina?
So I think one afkmini would be whether you have to have basar or not. Basar is one of the elements of simcha. So I think basar yayin might be an afkmini. Okay. You guys, okay with that? If you hear some people like, no, that's I'm sensing.
What would be the other side of how to flesh it out? I mean, if you're saying that there's never going to be kedushas after night, so what would you ever say as a shachianu?
Why you ever say the shachianu?
You're saying there's no
meaning, according to the Pnei Yeshua.
Yeah.
Oh, Pnei Yeshua would say that Purim is not like Shoshigalim. Shoshigalim is Ach Sameach. Yeah, I would think, and Purim is not. Even though it came to Reis HaTikun, he'd have to explain it's not exact. Something along those lines, I think. Okay. We did the Orchos Chaim already. So let's finish off with one more Turi Avin. This is Turi Avin Daftal, which he alluded to just at the end there, about the difference between nighttime and daytime. And I'll recap, because we did a lot today, a lot of different explanations here. So he writes as follows. Where's the line I want here? Hold on. Let me read from my copy here. Where's this? Okay, I don't know where it is on the paper. I'm sorry. somewhere here, I'm sure. But I'll just read the quotation. He says, nearly. This is the Turiyavim. The high kriya delayla ino el medir banan veino ikr chiyav shal ruach hakodesh. He says, the nighttime reading is only medir banan. And the ikr chiyav is only to read that which was bechlal the chiyav from a ruach hakodesh perspective, that the Megillas Esther itself says you have to read it. So that would only be bayom, and therefore the ikr reading is bayom, not balayla. That's what he writes. The difference between derabban and derai. So that's his chilek. But there's a ritva in that beis mebeis who clearly writes that the mitzvah to read balayla is also divrei kabbalah. There is no difference. So that might be another perspective how to explain between the Rambam and the ritva. In other words, that the Tosfos holds maybe like the Turi Evan that nighttime is only derabbanon. Daytime is deraisa. So the Shachianu said in the deraisa, it's not going to cover the divrei kabbalah, divrei deraisa of the daytime. But according to the Rama, maybe holds like the Ritva, that no, there's no difference. Both kriyas are both divrei kabbalah, both divrei deraisa, and therefore, when I said it at nighttime, it would cover the reading during the daytime. Now, a possible nafkamina, the Prima Gadlim says, whether nighttime reading is derabbanan versus deraisa, is whether or not you're allowed to read during Bein HaShemashos. Bein HaShemashos, we say that when it comes to derabbanan, we're able to be mekel. When it comes to, let's say, milakim, for example, shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah, you can mekel by dina derabbanan during Bein HaShemashos, but not by dina deraisa. So if you were to hold the nighttime reading is deraisa, so then you cannot read Bein HaShemashos, you have to wait until it's mamash seis. But if you hold it's only derabbanan, like the Turi Evan suggests, then you would be able to read during Bein HaShemashos. Let's quickly recap. I know we did a lot today. A lot of different approaches. Wasn't necessarily an easy flow. But let's go through the different approaches we had between this Machlokas, Tosas, and the Rambam. So number one, we suggested maybe they're arguing about what is the Iker Mitzvah? Is it Iker Belayla or Iker Bayom? That was the first approach based on the Rekach's understanding. Then we suggested maybe the Machlokas is whether or not it's one Mitzvah versus two Mitzvahs. So either it's one Mitzvah, and you could say for it as early as you want, like the Gra, even when you make the Sukkah, you make the Lulav, certainly when you read it at nighttime. Or maybe Tosas felt that there's a second element of a mitzvah that wasn't accomplished from the first time you said it, meaning Pirsum Renisa is a new mitzvah that wasn't covered by the nighttime reading, by the nighttime Shechianu, or the mitzvah of the Suda. So there's two mitzvahs that are going out there. That was the second suggestion. Even if you hold the mitzvah is the Ikr Bayom, the Rambam says you can still say it at nighttime, that will cover it, based on the Gra. But the Tosas says there's another element that wasn't covered by the nighttime reading. Then the third approach, we said the Kedusha Siyom. That one Shechianu is on the mitzvah, and the other Shechianu is on the Kedusha. That's part of the debate. So Tosas says there are these two elements, and then Rambam says, no, there's no such thing as Kedushas Yom Purim. It's all mitzvahs Megillah. Why repeat it a second time? But Tosas says, no, one's on Kedushas Yom, one's on the mitzvah. Question, which is which? So we saw Machlokas, Pnei Yeshua, and the Meiri. One held, Pnei Yeshua felt, nighttime wasn't Kedushas Yom, daytime was a mitzvah. The Meiri quoted opinion that was the opposite. Nighttime was the mitzvah, and daytime was the Kedushas Hayom. And then we got into a little bit of a discussion. What is there such a thing, Kedushas Yom? The Meir says there's no such thing, Kedushas Yom and Pesach, and Purim doesn't exist. There's no Kiddush. Then we said, but the others think there is a Kedushas Yom, like the Pnei Yeshua and the Meir, who we quote that opinion. A nafkamina would be Isser Malacha, whether it applied daytime, might be taller on Kedushas Yom. Nighttime would also depend whether it's Kedushas Yom at nighttime. And then we discussed, sorry, but hopefully it's a helpful recap, then what exactly, what's the Mechayiv of the Kedusha? The Rav Soloveitchik felt it was the Simcha, which only exists by Yom. The Simcha's Purim is only by Yom, not by Laila. And the Turi Evan said more globally, by Yom and Tovim, there's never Simcha the first night of any Yom Tov, so Purim should be no different. And then finally we said, the last thing was, maybe the difference between nighttime and daytime is Divrei Kabbalah versus Dirabanan. Tosis felt that nighttime is Dirabanan, daytime is Diraisa, you should repeat Shachianu. Maybe the Rambam felt that, like the Ritva, that both of them are Diraisa, once you said it once at nighttime, no need to repeat it during the day. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. I guess I'll see you guys much later then, right? Okay, well, what time do you say Minchas?